Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening to our Sharing the Word podcast. We are on our media network. You can listen on our podcast channels like Spotify, Anchor, Microsoft, Google. There's so many. There's 27 or so podcast channels. You can visit our website at TLDM, evangelisticmedianetwork.com, and you could find those podcast channels in your area. You can also listen to Sharing the Word on sharingtheword.tv. That's our new website. It has video as well as audio. You can also watch Sharing the Word on our YouTube channel. Please visit TLDM, Evangelistic Media Network, on YouTube and hit subscribe and notifications. You can watch us on Galilee TV, that's G-A-L-A-L-E-E TV as well. On your Roku device, download that app. You can download it on your phone from your Google Store or Apple Store and watch video on demand, our Sharing the Word Intake 5 series, as well as live streaming that have us broadcasting on Saturday as well as Sunday. Today, in Sharing the Word, I was reading through the scripture, and by the time this is uploaded, we've probably already went through our Easter celebration. I've also finished a series on end time prophecy according to the New Testament. I've also talked about integrity. I've talked a lot about many things that are happening in our world as we get closer to the return of Jesus Christ. Now, when we look at what the events are in the world today, and we see as in the last days, Jesus did remind us that we will live in the days of Noah, in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And my friends, we look at woke ideology, we look at people fighting for their sexual identity with their pronouns that are articulated out there in some form of fashion. We have to be more sensitive to how people see themselves. But yet, I find it very hypocritical because when a Christian says, look at me a certain way, they don't get the same respect, the same reciprocity. And so when I think about the end times and that Jesus said this is what would happen, that man will turn against man, good behavior will be hated, people would go to and fro, and many people would literally turn from the faith, as the Bible says, that would be one of the final signs of the coming of the Lord is the great apostasy. When I was reading Revelation chapter 21, and Jesus is really speaking to John the Revelator, I look at starting in verse 5, and John is identifying, and the one sitting on the throne said, look, I'm making everything new. And then he said to me, write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true. You know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That's John 14:6. And so everything that John is recording for our benefit, he says starting in verse 6, and he also said, it is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus is telling John in this vision what's also coming and is about to happen. And he says, in verse 6, he says, to all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. You see, the reason why I'm reading this today, we see there are many discouraging newscasts that are being broadcasted out there today. It doesn't matter if you're on social media, if you're watching the main networks. There are so many things going on. And the only thing that keeps me motivated, that keeps my joy elevated, is knowing that Jesus said, everything I am saying, listen to me, my friends, is faithful and true. And he says, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, and to all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. And all who are victorious will inherit all these blessings. And I will be their God, and they will be my children. You see, we have to endure this hardship that we're going through in order to make it in today's world. I just look at it this way and saying, you know what? I get discouraged just like the average person, but then I'm on the flip side, I get encouraged. Why do I get encouraged? Because the Bible tells me in James to count it all joy when we go through trials. And since Jesus said that we must suffer because he suffered, but so we could share in his glory, then I'm encouraged because he said that he is the beginning and the end. He also said that he will give us victory. We will be victorious, obviously, and we will receive these blessings because he is our God. But for those who are not his children, he goes on in verse 8 and says, but cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, the murderers, the immoral, those who practice witchcraft, which is also rebellion, idol worshipers, and all liars, their fate is in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. You know, my friends, I pray for family members. I pray for neighbors. I have neighbors around me. I pray for coworkers. I pray for a lot of people. I go to my prayer closet, my war room, if you will. And I know there are a lot of people, and those who even say they're believers, that are cowards, that are immoral, that practice rebellion, that are liars. And their fate, which is really something to think about, their fate is in the lake of fire. You know, Jesus did say in Matthew 7, he says, many will come in my name saying, well, Lord, didn't I do this for you? Didn't I not sing in your choir? Did I not usher in your church? Did I not preach your word? Did I not, you know, give my monies to the poor? And he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. You see, why does Jesus say that? Why did Jesus say that? He even says in the beginning of this chapter here, he is the Alpha and the Omega, because he knows your heart. He knows many people are going to say the right things, but he's going to look at your heart. Listen to me. He's going to look at your heart. Proverbs, Ecclesiastes talks about it as well. So when we look at that cowards and unbelievers, the corrupt, the murderers with your tongue as well, immoral, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshipers, says avoid, the Bible tells us to avoid all types of idol worship. You know, when you worship, in a way, it's putting a priority over God, that's an idol. You know, when you put your family members above God, that makes it an idol. Your job above God, that's an idol. Your money's above God, that's an idol. My friends, it's anything that has an idol. Is your family members, your loved ones, your spouse, your pets, your car, your house, are those things dominant, preeminence in your heart and mind? If they are, the Bible says that you are an idol worshiper. It says their fate is in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. So what I want to share before we close today, which is something that has been still weighing heavy on my heart, is I go to prayer and I say, Lord, I keep praying for the same people, but I keep seeing the same results. The Lord says, stay faithful, keep praying. Your prayers will never, ever be in vain. The word of God never returns void. So I go, okay, Lord, I'm going to keep praying for people, but their lifestyle, their decisions are what they are, because you do give them over to the desires of their heart. But my friends, it still bothers me, because I read here in verse 8 in Revelation 21, verse 8, it says that the cowards, the unbelievers, the corrupt, the murderers, the immoral, those who practice witchcraft, again, that's rebellion, idol worshipers, and all liars, their fate is the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. There's no hope. So have hope for yourself. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Witness to those that you can. Show the love of Christ when you can. And just remember, they all have a choice to make. We all have our choice. The Lord said, we do not know the day or hour, but the Lord is coming. So I pray for those that are in my life, those who are around me, that they will come to the knowledge of Jesus. And the only way, here's the bottom line, the only way they're going to know Jesus is if we show them love, because love truly covers a multitude of sins. My friends, if you know somebody in your life, your family members, those you work with, neighbors, anybody, pray for them, but show them Christ's love, and don't be afraid to witness and tell them that, you know, Jesus is Lord, and God does judge sin, and for those who practice sin will not inherit the kingdom of God. If you want to make Jesus Lord of your life, say this prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I accept you, Lord, as my Savior. I know you died on the cross for my sins and rose from the grave. You're coming back again. Fill me with the spirit of love and power, the same power that raised Jesus from the grave, so I may tell the world that Jesus Christ is Lord. Fill me with wisdom, boldness, and discernment. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you for tuning in to this broadcast of Sharing the Word. Join me again as we dive into the Word, swim in the Word. I always love diving into the Word. I love examining the Word. Join me again on another Sharing the Word broadcast. Blessings to you, my friends.